everyone. Let's start now with chapter 2, which is key concepts and components of marketing analytics. Okay, so in the first chapter, we basically spoke about an introduction to marketing analytics. Now, what we're going to talk is mainly about what are the tools, how exactly will we get into marketing analytics or get the insights that we require, and all of that that would help us in the chapters that we do ahead. So, firstly, what is the entire process? So, marketing analytics is the process of comprising data and technologies to establish trackable metrics and data-driven marketing activities. So, now understand that today we are living in a world where data is doing most of our work, and if we cannot analyze this data in real time or make use of this data, we are not going to get the right results. We have data. So, through data, we can go towards action-driven results. We can know exactly where we are heading. And also, along with that, when we speak over here, we speak about trackable metrics. Please understand that anything that we have to do with data or any goals, any strategies that we build, we have to try and ensure that there is some sort of metrics or some sort of scales that I can use to basically ensure that this entire progress, or where are we heading, are we even heading in the right direction, is the data analysis giving me the result, or entire process giving me the result that I'm requiring, is it pushing me to the right, how do I measure the success of my marketing activities. All of that have to be driven by some sort of metrics that we can have in the process. So now, what does it require? A very systematic approach. So various step methodology, technology. So we are going to talk from the moment of data collection, trying to understand and ensure that the data is clean that is collected. Is it past data? Is it present data? Is it real-time data? What kind of data do we need? Do we have all the parameters that is there when it needs that is needed for our analysis? And once we have handled the data collection and the data cleaning, which we'll speak about later, we then go into the analysis. And we try to understand what are the patterns in the data, what are the results that are affecting one after the other, is there any correlation between the various fields or parameters that are there in the data, what is our interpretation of it, or what is the system, how is the system interpreting the data, is the system able to find hidden patterns in the data, and finally, how and where will I be able to utilize this data to basically gain insights. And what we are looking for is customer behavior, market, how effective is my marketing strategy is going to be, is my overall marketing performance improving, is there a better performance, am I getting a better ROI, and all those things that come as a part of the marketing analytics process. The marketing analytics process encompasses several key steps, each contributing to a comprehensive understanding of the marketing landscape. So it's not that we are basically going to just randomly make the entire decision or follow the steps. There is an importance to each and every step which we will discuss. We will try and understand how each step is important, where is it heading us, and finally it will tell us how the past landscape, marketing landscape was doing in the past, how is it in the present, is there something that we can even learn from a historical data or the past too that will influence my future of the data. Then we basically now come to the analytics process. So what are we talking about? We are talking about different options for the data, which is age, web, in-store, offline data. Then we come to the centralized view of data. We come to real-time analytics, personalized targeting, optimization, actionable insights, and all of that in a circle. So now let's understand how the entire marketing analytics process works. Now, when we talk about the data, there are various forms to the data that we need to talk about. We are talking about, like I said earlier, we are talking about historical data. Has a similar strategy that has been conducted in the past. Along with that, has this strategy that, or has what was the data that was there? What is the results that we derived? Then we have customer data. Has my customer base increased? What is now the customer profiling that I have? Along with that, now we also have an access to a third sort of data, which is real-time data. That means, what is the current marketing data telling me all about? What are the current marketing trends that are there? How is the real-time marketing landscape going about? All of that becomes very important when it comes to the entire data collection process. And we will discuss again this more in detail, because what we are going to do is basically get into data collection and understand that even while collecting the data, do I have the data that I require for my analysis? Now, understand, we are talking about a lot of different types of data. When we talk about these different types of data, we have to have them in a central repository, a place where we can access all this data in real time or view this data before it can go additional transformation processes. In addition to that, then we now come to basically the real-time analytics of the data. So we analyze this data in real time and understand the insights. So there is another parameter that we talk about when we talk, we will talk about something we call as prescriptive analytics, or basically being able to derive insights that will now help me with the goal of my marketing analytics process. So using this data only when I can make actionable insights from the entire scenario is when I'm actually putting all my knowledge, all my expertise, all the additional time, effort, money into this, is when I'm actually making some profit out of that data. Then what becomes important from there is optimization of the data and personalized targeting. When to talk about personalized targeting, today you look at any website, and I think I've spoken about this earlier also, where I've said that it be it your Amazon account, any e-commerce website, your marketing website in general, data that your any website that you go to today will ask for your login information. Why? Because then the results are customized basically to your purchases, to your searches, to your interest, to your likes. So what am I doing over here? What I'm doing is I am trying to make the experience or the marketing experience for the user a very personalized approach, which is customized. So, and also giving results to the user based on what they like. What does that do? That increases the chances of the person buying the goods, and basically the entire marketing analytics being a lot more effective. So we will speak about that. Now let's come of what we are talking about, and now let's clearly define what are these steps that we need to perform when we are involved in the marketing analytics process. So the first step basically talks about building a professional analytics team. Then we come to defining the objectives. When we talk about data collection, data cleaning and preparation, data analysis, data visualization and reporting, then we come to interpretation and insights, learn from insights and optimize, and implementation and optimization, and finally an iterative and an ongoing process. So these are the steps, and we will talk about all of these steps in a very detailed manner and try to understand that how each one of these steps will affect my end goal, which is basically getting a actionable insight from my marketing analytics process, or being able to very clearly define what are the metrics have we, is the an entire process a success based on the metrics that we've defined. And we will see how and where we can even set the metrics when it comes to the checking the success path or checking the ups and downs when it comes to the entire system. So now let's talk about building a professional analytics team. Now there are about three different options that here. We are basically going to talk about the entrepreneurial way, then we are going to talk about the professional, and then we are going to talk about the superior. So the team, the first line says that the team structure depends on the type of business, volume of data, and marketing technology commonly used team structures include. So we will talk about the team structures. Now understand that this is not something that you will be doing alone. Even as a marketing professional, you might not have the right type of skills to basically analyze the size of data we are looking at. When I talk about even the size of data that we are looking at, we are no longer looking at data which comes in GBs or TBs of data. We are now going up to the concept of big data, where we talk of ZBs and ZBytes and petabytes of data. So we need a professional help that will help us analyze this data. Then also, we have today have a lot of different businesses that are in the picture. What are these businesses talking about? These businesses are either an entrepreneurial mindset. How does an entrepreneurial work different from a professional mindset or in a professional setup is what we are going to be talking about. So what is the entrepreneurial team structure that we have here? Usually consists of one marketing analyst, project manager, and data scientist, and is commonly placed under the management of performance team, which is responsible for the paid advertising as well. Now understand, why are we talking about the paid advertising over here? Is because when I'm talking about my marketing activities, ultimately it is based on my marketing that I will also include the advertising or go on to paid advertising. Your paid advertising could be anything. It could be your Google ads that you're talking about. It could be your SEO that you're talking about. Or it could be actually be sponsored ads that we see today on a lot of social media platforms. It could be a tie-up with an influencer to basically promote your brand. But it all depends on what are the results of my marketing activity and what are the analysis that I have derived from it. Now to derive the information also, I definitely need a marketing analyst. Why do I need a marketing analyst? Because a marketing analyst has a very clear idea about what marketing looks like, what are the strategies that need to be applied on this kind of data, or the certain patterns that are seen in the data. Then you come down to a project manager. Now, who is a project manager? Project manager is basically a person who would manage all the small steps that are involved. As a marketing analyst, I might not need to do management of the micro activities that are basically going on to happen in the entire marketing and analytics process. So the project manager is one person that will take care of ensuring that all of this happens in the right manner. Is the right technologies being used? Are the right methodologies being used? Is there something that can be done to make the process much more faster? Something that you can do in a more collaborative option? And all of that. So that becomes a skill that is specifically given to the project manager. Also, one of the things that he or she is required to do is manage the entire team, get the work done, ensure that everything is well coordinated, acquire any technology that might be needed, acquire any skill set that might be needed, and all of that. And then we come to a data scientist. A data scientist is a person who actually understands data, has a very good understanding of the data, and they are able to basically derive insights even before that. They are able to clean up the data, which is going to be one of the steps that we discuss further down. So they are able to have a complete understanding of the data and be able to basically give the data that you analyst would require to derive their results. And all of this will also is commonly in an entrepreneurial team structure. You're talking about all of these being placed with the performance team. So one, you're deriving your analytical results for marketing. You're also applying those results in the form of paid advertising. So it's the entire team working together that would help the organization grow, or it would help the profits, increase the sales, and in turn increase the profits for the organization. Then we come to the next part, which is the professional setup. So what is a professional team structure talking about? It consists of marketing analytics with different tasks as well as data scientist. Then we have developers, marketing technologists, project manager. In this model, the analytic team is placed under a separate department and managed by the chief analytics officer or the CAO. This model is commonly used in mid to big size companies. So where the entrepreneurial setup is something that would be required for a small organization, so the number of people getting involved are much lesser. You just have one analyst, one data scientist, and most of it can be managed. Now, also, you're in a professional data setup, you're looking at a high volume of data. You're basically even looking at handling a lot more information that is there. If I have to get the results as fast as I want them, because we have earlier also spoken about real-time analytics, and we'll understand how if I do not, I'm not able to apply the real-time data or the real-time insights to my marketing outcomes, I might just lose the opportunity window that has opened up in the market. So you need more data scientists. Why? Because they would be able to design, work parallelly and get the results much faster. Then you have the developers, you have the marketing technologists, and they will be able to tell you all the results over here that are relevant to the marketing, what technologies can be used better to get your marketing insights. And obviously, if my team size increases, I definitely need a project manager in place who will be able to manage all these people that are there. So now, because my team size is much bigger, I am going to be entirely placed against a different department, which is basically under what we call as the CAO or the chief analytics officer, and he will be able to manage everything, understand if everything is going the right way or not. Let's come to the third type of team structure, which is basically the superior. Now, understand, compared to a entrepreneur or a professional, the superior is much more advanced team structure. So, commonly used as used in tech giants and big players in e-commerce, the analytics team in this model is highly involved in BI as well as marketing. So now we are talking about big e-commerce websites like your Flipkart, your Amazon. These will be people who will use this kind of a team structure, which is very advanced and which would have a lot of other components. So here, if you see, additionally, along with marketing analytics, we are also talking about business intelligence. BI stands for business intelligence, where I'm talking about more of dashboarding, reporting. I'm talking about gaining insights from the entire process and all of that. So now what we are going to be talking about is basically the three pillars that define my entire marketing analytics, which is econometrics, experimentation, and the decision calculus. Now, when I talk about the econometrics, what am I talking about? I'm talking about what are the hypotheses, what are my beliefs, what are the objectives that I'm planning to work with over here. And through the process of experimentation, I will be able to accept or reject these hypotheses and understand whether my hypothesis was right, the thought process that I was using, was it right, or do I need to have a different thought process. And finally, we come to the decision calculus. Now, the decision calculus is where I or my marketing experience comes into the picture. That means, based on all the marketing channels that are there, what are the additional viewpoints that I can add in, what will work, what will not work. All of that becomes a part of your decision calculus. So, having an experienced person that can basically add on to the decision calculus is basically an added advantage. Then we come as set up your objective function clearly. What are the metrics the business needs to set as its goal for optimization. Now, what am I talking about here? That when I define my objective, this is also the place, or in this particular step, I will also be able to clearly, or I have to clearly define what are the metrics now that I'm working with. What are the various parameters that will define whether this project or this task that was taken on, was it a success or not? Understand that every time there have to be measurable parameters that need to be kept in mind. Because if I do not talk about the measurable parameters or having measurable metrics, I will not be able to define, clearly define, where exactly is the entire process going. Is it on the right track or not? So it has to obviously coincide with what is the business's objective, business's goal, what is my goal, what is the vision of the business, and all of those. So everything that needs to be kept in mind before I basically set up my objective definition or function. Then we are now talking about intuitively, the metrics and the data analyst should provide the best relationship between marketing inputs and consumer response. So metrics are set and I'm doing the data analysis. Now, considering obviously there has to be a strong connection between the two. Only when I have a connection between the two, I will be able to understand that whatever inputs I'm giving as my data or the marketing inputs and the results I'm deriving or the way the customer response, consumer responses, it is in line with what I'm expecting the data to behave or meeting the metrics that I have set. Assess your capabilities, very important. So other than the data, and we will go into, so just going back to the previous point with the data, I also need to understand, do I have the right data that I need for analysis? Or would I need to go back into the market to acquire the data that I need for that purpose? So all of that needs to be done. Then we come down to the next step, which is assess your capabilities. When I talk about assessing your capabilities, do I have the capabilities that are needed to basically achieve this result? Do I have the right data scientist? Do I have the right marketing analyst? Do I have a right project manager for this? Or is there any other additional person that I need to achieve my business objective? Then we talk about identify the KPIs. That means, okay, what does KPIs mean? Basically, KPIs now stands for key performance indicators. They will be derived from the metrics that I set. So they will indicate from the metrics, you will define how do I set up the progress. Do I want more people coming to my website? Or is there a certain rise in the number of people coming to my website? Am I looking at a certain increase in sales? Am I looking at a certain increase in the general parameters that are required? So what are those key performance indicators that will tell me that whether everything is going in the right direction or not, or am I behaving the way I should be behaving? Like we were talking about, now what we are going to talk about is very critical step, which is the data collection. Now what are we talking about in data collection? Is we are, first thing we are going to say is gather the data from various sources, deploy the data integration technique to centralize the data, then the data sources, and rely on the objective set in the previous step. Now understand, our objective in the previous step, which is says define objectives, has already been set. That means our objectives are set, our metrics are set. Now what we are going to do is we are going to go back to those objectives and check whether we have the required data that is needed for this purpose or not. Do we have the right amount of data that we need from all the sources? Now when I specifically here, when I talk about the various sources, I'm not only talking about the various tools and techniques that are there, or I'm talking about the volume of data. What I'm also talking about here is a very clear example saying that there is going to be a lot of variety in my data. There is going to be a lot of inconsistency in the data. But more importantly, along with the size of the data, I will also have a lot of variety in the data. So now what becomes is, depending on what is the objective and what are the various data sources that I have, I will now need to apply the right integration technique to basically merge all this data. Only when I have a complete and enriched data is when I will, from the various total data sources, is where I will be able to derive more insightful results or actionable insights for me to work with the data and all of that. Now next we talk about connect the data from across departments. That means someone will have data about the customers, another person will have data about the buying behavior, a third department might have data about the product, a sales department would have information about the profits and which products are trending in the past. So what I'll need to do is, along with the data collection, if this information is also additionally important to my data, I will need to include this data also and connect all this data also, which is belonging to every other department. So now I have, which we are again going to talk about, we are going to have historical data and we are going to have real-time data to be able to derive more actionable insights or get better analysis out of my data. Next we come up, set up rules, identify models, strategy, analytical techniques. Now when I talk about setting up the rules and defining the models, that means what are the patterns in my data. Based on that, I will be able to identify, do I need, and on going back to the objective, I will be able to identify, am I looking at a regression model, am I looking at a clustering or a segmentation model, what kind of machine learning model are we talking about. And here we are specifically talking about machine learning models because the size of our data is huge, and it is only through the use of AI will I be able to correctly identify all the patterns in my data. Based on this, I will build my strategies and I will have to decide what are the right analytical techniques that I have to do. So all of that needs to be decided right at the beginning, even before you get into further details. Now let us understand a couple of more things, because this is a very important step when I talk about identifying the models, the strategies and the analytical technique. So let us get into more into that. So what are the rules, models? So now let's understand what are the rules, the model and the techniques that we are talking about. So first thing we will talk about is finding the data behind the data. Like we say, normally we say, read between the lines. So understand that, what is the data trying to tell me? What are the patterns in the data that exist? How is the data behaving? How is the customer behaving? How is my market behaving? Is there a relation between the customer's behavior and the marketing behavior? So all of this comes down to finding the data behind the data. So I have to understand and be able to get exactly this inputs. Then we talk about historical data. Historical data in the past and even now has been extremely important. What do I mean by the historical data? Is, was this at this point of time last year or maybe 5 years back? What was the kind of strategies that were carried out? What were the various marketing activities, advertising activities? How much did we spend on the advertising and the marketing budget? How did it perform over a period of time? Is there some inputs I can gather? Was there something that worked or was there something that did not work? All of this will be able available to me from the historical data, which will give me a certain direction that I need to move in or know that how effective my marketing strategy or my current hypothesis is going to be. Then we come to engage with real-time inputs. So when I talk about engaging with real-time inputs, we've spoken about the historical data. That means we've done with the past. But along with that, it's also very important in today's time for me to see what is real-time market that is changing. Like I mentioned earlier, if I do not analyze the real-time data, effectively or at the right time, I'm going to lose that entire window of opportunity, which will be very critical for my organization. So where are the real-time inputs? So what are the real-time data that I have access to? How can I embed that real-time data into my analytics and all of that? Then influencing the future. So how does all of this help me with your future? Is it going to affect my future in a certain way? Is it going to move me more towards my business objective? What is the future looking like? And finally, understanding what models we'll need to use and what reports we will need, whether we need dashboards, we need real-time reports, who will need to have access, and how will I present those reports, what will the reports look like, what graphs do I need to present, what will the first page have, the second page have, and also, so obviously, one more thing over here, which says get your models. So when I talk about get your models, is I might not use the same, but I would have a certain understanding based on the data that I'm using and the models that I'm working with currently. So that will also help me decide where exactly am I going. Is this the model that is working for me? Do I need to change the modeling technique? And we'll get into that as we get into later into that, because that is much later towards the study where we talk about predictive analytics. Then we come to analytical strategy and actionable task. So are you building a data-driven strategy that will get you the maximum results? This is what we have been talking about right from the beginning, that I have access to data. Today, let's take a very simple example. For people who invest into the stock market, what are you all relying on? What is the data telling me? In the past, we look at the historical chart. Maybe if I'm investing like I do in a mutual fund or in a SIP, then I will look at the trend that the allocation has, SIP has behaved over a specific period of time. So what I'm doing is based on what is the data available, I am defining my strategy. Why? Because I definitely want to make most profit out of the money that I've invested, right? That's the reason people go into the stock market. So the maximum people who make profits are able to make that because they have been studying the pattern of the data over a period of time. So this is exactly the same technique I need to apply when it comes to marketing. I have data. We have been talking about data collection. We have been talking about data integration. We are talking about connecting data from various sources. We are talking about enriching the data. Now, when I talk about all of these, what am I doing? I have access to the data. So now my marketing strategy has to be around that data. It has to be a result or an insight that has been derived from that particular data. Why? Because then only will I get the maximum profit or the maximum ROI based on the marketing strategy that is there. Next, we talk about identifying the gaps and start developing the actionable task. So now when I talk about identifying the gaps, is there is going to be small bits and pieces that are missing everywhere. Maybe in my historical data, maybe in my real-time data. There are certain insights that I see that this is not being met, or there is some sort of gap that I'm looking at in my maybe marketing technique, my advertising behavior, which is not giving me the relevant ROI. So what becomes important is for me to be able to identify the gaps and then build tasks that will help me action out these gaps. Rick.